The study outlines two major blocks. One is what I would term extreme right-wing groups, and the other one, of course, is the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islamist groups. Both have been targeting students for quite a while. As you remember, the Muslim Brotherhood is a student organization in its inception. But we now see, of course, a absolute uptick in these efforts to address American students, both on the extreme Islamist ideological side, but also now increasingly on the extreme right-wing ideological side. Hate groups against gays, hate groups against other religions are making a very much concerned effort to break into U.S. campuses.
Why do you believe this uptick is taking place?
Well, there are basic reasons here. Number one, of course, is the COVID situation and everyone being online, which greatly facilitates. And as you know, many universities are now more or less exclusively teaching online, which means students spending a considerable amount of time on the internet. That, of course, facilitates addressing them because the logistical efforts are much smaller. The other one, of course, is a polarization that we see not just in the US, but also in Europe and around the world, based on the COVID crisis, that all the extremes are now using or misusing this public health crisis combined with the economic crisis to push for their ideas. And then you always see in a ping-pong manner, that radical Islamists breathe life into radical right-wing groups and vice versa.
Okay, so are there any particular places where this has been noted in the U.S. specifically? Any specific organization, or rather universities or college campuses, or any specific locations?
As far as we can see and as far as our report states, it's across the board. So there are not any particular hotspots that I would want to publicly identify right now because I don't want to point people towards those groups. But it is an across-the-board effort on U.S. campuses.
All right. How did you find out about this?
As you know, my organization, the Counter-Extremism Project, does monitor extremist activity around the world with a specific focus on the United States as well as Europe. As part of our monitoring, we obviously also concentrate on the online activities of extremist groups. And this is how we became aware of this. And then once you look into the online activities, you realize that even on the offline sphere, despite COVID and the restrictions, there is an uptick in efforts to do so. So, this is what we do. We monitor extremist activities flowing from the groups into the wider public.
Is there any indication that these recruitment efforts are successful?
Well, I would say so. Otherwise, we would have not published this report. So it is an increasing risk because college campuses are, of course, an area where there is a free flow of ideas. There is a problem in recognizing the difference between a discussion of free flow of ideas and the placement of very extremist ideas on either end of the spectrum. So our report was meant to warn that there should be a little bit more attention paid to this kind of activity that goes on, which has nothing to do really with discussing various political ideas or ideologies. It's essentially a radicalization effort in order to undermine a free and democratic society, because both ends of the spectrum, of course, are working very diligently towards very undemocratic and American aims.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.